Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Today's episode, Manic Cyber Monday, November 26, 2012. Big ups to early chit chatters Blitzy, Dougie Doug, Hammurabi's Code, I Eat Cake, Kamonra, Mary Mad, Mechazawa, Norwak, Nyan Wall. Did I say that right, Nyan Wall? The stupidest, weirdest name I've ever heard, dude. Oh, shit, Russell League is here. Scarlet Kitty's in the house, Vert, and X you out. Big ups, Danny Dantelion in the building. Blackberry Kush. Plenty of guest listeners. Thank you all for joining. It's Cyber Monday. You're like me. You spent Cyber Monday having loads of cyber sex. I was able to pleasure many less fortunate women on the interwebs today. I'm actually pretty tapped out, but willing to do some cyber tonight if there's any ladies out there that are desperate for some cyber action on Cyber Monday. Feel free to call in the number 347-826-7667. We can make sweet love on the airwaves here, on the internet, whatever you want to call it. But either way, I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Danny keeps saying that I'm gonna get rustled. Brother. What do you call what you've been doing so far? You've been wrestling me this whole past 2 weeks, 3 weeks, however long you've started wrestling me. Can't imagine it escalating even more. So yeah, I noticed that Goofy Bone got his Twitter suspended for posting his own docs. He's got to be the only person in Twitter history who violated terms of service by posting his own personal information on Twitter. Wow. That's amazing. I'm blown away. That guy's got talent. Anyhoot, I thank you all for joining me. And hopefully we'll have some fun tonight, whether Jimmy's get wrestled or not. I hope we all enjoy ourselves. And remember, ladies, feel free to call in. We don't have to cyber on air if you're a little shy. If you're shy, I can take you into the green room and take care of you in there. So there's always that option. Anywho, it's Monday, folks. I didn't put out a call for requests, but I did get a request from Meep Kitty Fuck, and unless she's on the chat in the chat room right now, I'm not going to play it until she shows up. I prefer to play. If you're going to request a song for me to play on the show, please do yourself and myself a favor and show up. I've had people request songs and just never even listen to the show. But once Meep Kitty once Meeps shows up, I'll play her track. But I got some phone calls lined up here. I'm going to do some call screening and be right back on this Manic Black Monday. right, Manic Monday by the Bangles. That's right, folks. Manic Monday by the Bangles. Remember those chicks? Our lead singer was fucking hot. I don't remember her name. But that chick was... God. It was great. Anywho, I have Hispandex Monday. Anyway, I did some call screenings there. Sorry, I get distracted by messages of all sorts. But I did some call screening, and I got some lined up. And I'm going to start off with my good friend, longtime co-host of the show, Opnopro. Hey, Opnopro.
Yeah. What's going on, Vince?
Oh, nothing much. Just celebrating Cyber Monday. I did actually have a lot of cyber sex today, and I also purchased. I actually did what Cyber Monday really is for. It's for shopping, and I bought...
a toy.
No, I bought Pink Floyd's Metal.
Oh, wow.
On iTunes.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite Pink Floyd albums. I used to have it on CD, but I lost the CD like years ago. So I thought I'd do my part in Cyber Monday by purchasing something from iTunes. How did you celebrate Cyber Monday?
I didn't go out and buy anything, I don't think. Can't think of anything that we bought.
Thank you, Mary Mad, in the chat room, Susanna Hoffs. Susanna Hoffs.
I celebrated by being myself.
Excellent. Mary Mad says hello to you.
Hi, Mary.
Yeah, I will. I will be your eyes and ears in the chat room here, because Opnopro is not in the chat. But if you have a message for him, let me know.
Answering all messages.
Yeah. So, a lot has happened since last time I had you on the show.
Absolutely.
Have you been paying attention to my show since you were last on it?
Yeah. The problem I'm having is I don't get the warning early enough. I get it about 3:30 in the afternoon, then I don't have the evening set up.
Yeah, that's cool. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I encourage people to listen to it as a podcast. That's really what it is. It's a live podcast.
I'd rather participate.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually, to be honest, doing it live, being able to interact in the chat room at the least and listen, that's 95% of the fun.
Is private reform movement out there?
No. I can tell you who we have here. Melissa 13's in the house. Yeah, let's do another chat room rundown here for Opnopro. See, can't see the chat. Wait. But first, I want to give a big ups to Cambodia for Fat Red Dragon. Okay, so we have in the chat room Blackberry Kush, Blitzy, Caddy Idiot, Danny Dandelion, Dougie Doug, Fat Red Dragon, a bunch of guest listeners, Holly B, I Eat Cake,
okay,
Kamonra, Dantalion. Dantalion. Oh, I fucked that up. My bad, Danny. Yeah, Dan Tallien. Dan Tallien. All right, it might take me a while to get that right, Danny. You heard how long it took me to get Hammurabi's code right. Might be a while.
3 weeks.
Yeah. Let's see, who else? I Eat Cake, Kimona, Mary Mad, Mekazawa, Melissa 13, Norwalk, Niggers in Paris, Nyan Wall, Pythorian.
Pythorians.
Sacred Kitty, Vert, X Knight.
Hey, Vert.
X you out, and again, more guest listeners.
Cool.
Pythorian, did I say your name wrong too? Fuck, I see. Pythorian, yes. I'm a faggot, bro. I like Danny Dantelion myself. You're right. Nyan Whale, I can't say names correctly. Okay, well, no prayer. Are you going to stick with me for a while? Because I'm going to need some backup here.
I'll stay the whole time. Yes.
Okay. So we're going to go to the lines now, and I believe we have X Knight. X Knight, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. What's up?
What's up with you?
Oh, not much. Just a little pissed off at I guess they're a virtual private server host, and a little someone has been hosting child pornography on their services. So I let them know, and instead of taking proper action, they just kind of shunned me away and let it continue.
What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
A private host is doing pornography.
Who's doing pornography right now?
Well, there is a virtual private server host, which I attempted to alert one of their customers, is using their services to host illegal pornography, right?
Okay. Danny's saying hosting CP.
Yes, that's
okay.
Exactly.
And what am I supposed to do about this?
You're not supposed to do anything. You asked what was up. I said what was up.
All right, good. I think just getting the word out is probably good. Just to
exactly.
Be careful. Oh, crappy airbags in the house. Crappy, you should call. Crappy was on the show last night. Hammurabi, Crappy, and I had a little
three-way.
Three-way, yes. Thank you for thank you. We had a little three-way in overtime last night, and if you listen to the entire broadcast from last night, I will have proven, I don't know, whatever, that Hammurabi's Code has the worst background noise of any caller on my show. There's total empirical evidence. Like, seriously, go to last night's show. Fast forward all the way to the last 30 seconds or minute, and boom, he's nailed. Hey, Worth of the World is in the house. Big ups to Worth of the World. Good to see you here, honey. We also have David King 478. All right. Anyway, hey, let's bring on Shmoop, shall we?
Shmoop.
Shmoop, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
Hello? Hey, Shmoop.
Oh, not much. We're just hanging out, talking about Cyber Monday. How did you spend your Cyber Monday, Shmoop?
Well, I actually had no cyber sex, unfortunately, because the person who I had cyber sex with a lot is actually doing other things right now. Anyways, not much really. We're actually promoting more of the war on bronies. We're actually preparing her secret weapon. We actually also invited Hammurabi's code to assist us in the war on the Zionist bronies. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did catch wind of that. And we have Hammurabi's code with us as well. I'll bring him on. He can let us know. Go ahead, Hammurabi. Are you there?
Yeah, I officially accepted the invite. I mean, who wouldn't? It's the Russell League, you know?
There you go. On air. Broken live here on air on the Vincent DeVay Show. This is where internet shit goes down live. We get the exclusives here every night.
Right.
I'd like to point out, too, that we now have a new Twitter for Russell League. It's Russell League IRC. If you want to be kept abreast of all our serious fucking business, just go to Twitter, follow at Russell League IRC. You'll know everything that ever mattered, ever.
Seriously, it is a serious business. Like, you can watch Fox News and be like, oh, man, this is fucking boring. But when you turn on Russell League IRC, you're just like, oh, my God, I know everything.
It's pretty incredible. I mean, the news we break is just unbelievable.
Oh, also another thing, I believe Ronald Rayford is on the line somewhere, the ambassador of Russell League, the guy who's going to help me overthrow the corrupt government. He also would like to, what is it? He'd like to speak about a Goofy Bone suspension. Basically, Ronald Rayford helped us in suspending Goofy Bone.
Oh, my God.
And he'd like to speak about that.
Oh, wow. You guys suspended Goofy Bone? My God.
It was probably the most genius thing I've ever fucking seen. Have you seen the screenshot, Vince?
Yes, I'm now seeing the screenshot.
That's cool. Ron, you should draw that in the chat anyway.
Yeah,
yeah.
I bet he's going to be pretty butthurt about that.
I believe Ron has a message that he just wants me to relay here. He said that him and his son are going to overthrow the corrupt government with Astrid Nagsag, a.k.a. Anna Chapman. Yeah, that was the message.
He took off.
I think he's mad.
Yeah, I think Goofy Bone should call the fuck in and
I also agree that Goofy Bone should call in. In other news, it seems that feminazis in Occupy Oakland are for some odd reason butthurt that Viz decided to rape someone. Let the record show that rape is actually hilarious. If a girl or a guy, for that matter, gets raped, it's actually pretty funny. I mean, don't you agree, Hammurabi?
Absolutely. It's even funnier if it's a guy. I mean,
right.
Let's be honest. So when is there a situation rape isn't funny?
I actually have a question here for all the people in the chat. If a bitch gets raped in the woods by Viz, who would phone? That's just the question for you guys in the chat.
All right, and while people are filling out their answers, we have, in the meantime, on the line with us now, none other than Ronald Langford. Welcome, Ronald Langford, to the show.
Welcome, Ronald. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Celebrating Cyber Monday. I had a lot of cyber sex today. How was your Cyber Monday?
I actually killed like 30 niggers, so it was pretty good.
Ron's pretty vigilant. I would like to point out that you now have an Encyclopedia Dramatica page, Vince. Danny just dropped that in chat.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
It'll be built from the ground up. Don't you worry about that.
Man. So fucked up.
Shit.
That's funny. It just better be funny. That's all I care about. Anything else? Langford?
We should probably keep Goofy Bone on the show. Goofy,
yeah,
if you're out there, go ahead and call in.
I think Goofy Bone's doing his own show right now.
Really?
Everyone in the chat should probably go over to Goofy Bone's channel and just spam him to call into Vince the Bay.
And just tell him that the Russell League is on right now, and we're about to overthrow him in his club show.
Wow.
So you got a picture of Chris Brown on there on your slideshow, Vince?
Yeah, that's Chris Brown. He's VITV for life.
You know, we actually put down Chris Brown's Twitter the other day.
Oh, you guys did that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know
also,
that.
Also, did you hear that Mark Zuckerberg actually joined the Russell League too?
I think I read that somewhere in the back of the Times.
We actually own part of Facebook now. Like Facebook's actually owned by Russell League and Mark Zuckerberg now.
Nice. Oh, so I should get in because you know they just raised the floor in the projection for Facebook. Several firms upgraded them. They were at around an anchor point of about 20. Now they've gone to 25, from 25 to 35. So there's projection that they're going to somehow monetize mobile and earn a little more profit. Right now they're not that profitable, so it might be a good point to get in there, especially if Russell League's involved. You know, what are you guys going to do? Are you guys do you guys have influence? Can you, for example, make all that like Farmville shit, all that virtual crap that people send? Can you make that like extinct?
Well, actually, what we're planning to do is that we actually are charging that. Actually, Ronald Lakeford, you go ahead. I'm sorry, Ronald Lakeford, the bastard. I should let him talk. Go ahead, Ronald Lakeford.
That's actually our favorite game, so we're definitely not going to be getting rid of Farmville.
Oh, my God. You guys have got to get rid of Zynga. Come on.
No.
I think
we're actually probably just going to buy that out.
Yeah.
And, by the way, I also repossessed 90% of Sarah's fat.
I have no idea who that is or what that means. But big ups to you.
We went over this last night on who Sarah was. Did you really not go to Ron's Twitter to find out the gorgeousness that awaits?
Oh, has Ron tweeted yet? Has Ron Breinert tweeted yet?
No, fuck Ron Breinert. I'm talking about Ron Lakeford.
I don't know where I'm actually going to put all this fat, but I have it.
Cook with it.
Well, Amber, Robbie, you're going to have sex with her, so.
I'm still quintuple bagging it if I have to, and it's still going to take an act of God to get my dick hard to fuck that chick.
Yeah, Rod Breinert has not tweeted in 3 days.
He quit. He quit Twitter like a little bitch.
You think he got banned?
No, what does that guy do?
God knows. Seriously, what? I don't know about that guy. He made one of my top five quotes about my show, though. I read it last night. I can read it again if you want.
Judging by the overwhelming response, I think you should totally read it.
Yeah.
This is what he tweeted at me. Your show is a bigger freak show than Barrett Brown's topless tiny chats. I'd rather watch the Gong Show dubbed in Spanish.
He's
fucked. Tell that nigga to suck my dick and he was the Russell League about 20, 40 ounce now.
Rep Dan Show just said he's in lockup.
This is what Motor... there was recently some logs that were released with Motormouth and Jackal and everything. And Motormouth had a nice little quote. He said, most of Vince's fan base are young and their tiny minds have an attention span of pigeons.
This is true. Actually, you wouldn't believe that my parents are actually... one of my parents is actually a pigeon. The other one's actually a raven.
A pigeon?
Is it
a carrier? He or she, is it your dad or mom that's a pigeon?
My dad's actually the pigeon and my mom's actually the raven. So, he's actually right about that.
Is your dad a carrier pigeon?
I think. I mean, what the fuck's a carrier?
You've never heard of a carrier pigeon?
No, I just know he's a pigeon. I know he shits everywhere. That's all I know.
You should totally rent Ghost Dog. The Way of the Samurai.
Have you seen that? Whenever I see my dad again, I'll go ahead and ask him live if he's a carrier.
He's probably a carrier for strep. You know, that's pretty common these days.
Right, right. You know, my dad's gonna make that money. You know, so he can keep getting the iPads and so I can go occupy Wall Street.
Carrier pigeon. Google it.
No, he's a carrier. He carries strep and he infects people with it. I don't know if you've ever had strep, but that shit's like totally inconvenient.
Right, right. He actually does that for a living, actually, and that's how he supports me with iPads. Like I said, I go to Occupy Wall Street with iPads all the time, and I actually demand Wall Street for more money, and I tell them that if they don't, I'm going to do awesome with LYC on my iPad. Did you know that there's a low orbit ion can for your iPad now? Vince?
I don't have an iPad.
What's that?
I said I have no clue. I don't have an iPad. What is that?
Oh, okay. Well, here's the beauty of having an iPad now is that you can actually put low orbit ion cannon on it.
Uh-huh.
And you too can be anonymous. All you need to do is target a .gov website and pretend you're a hacker and just hit a button and then just demand more money from Wall Street.
Yeah, you can get yourself an iPad.
I think the TLDR version of this is, I think when Motormouth made that comment, is mainly obviously anons who were your listening base. But recently got upgraded to Russell League, so obviously the quality of listeners gotten much smarter. You guys agree with me on this, Schmoop and Ron?
Yes, yes. I'd also like to state while I'm on the air, my real name is Nick Cohen Drink. My other Twitter is Web Researcher. My real name is Nick Cohen Drink. NICK space. KONDERINK. My Twitter is at LE_RESEARCHER. Just to let everybody know.
All right. Let's take another call here. Who is this? Caller, you're on the air.
Yo, what up? It's Tyrone.
Oh, Tyrone.
Oh, shit, nigga. Oh, shit.
What up?
He fucked up.
How you been, man?
I'm straight. I'm
chilling right now. 12:40 ounce, by the way.
12:40 ounce. I got you, though.
Yo, nigga, I need about 15:40 ounce and shit.
Shit.
Yeah, nigga. And yo, let me get an 8 gram, nigga.
Who the fuck I look like, motherfucking Santa Claus, though?
Hey, speaking of which, Tyrone. Hey, Tyrone, I want to ask you, how did you spend your Cyber Monday?
Fucking smoking.
You also spent it with NLT's idol.
I spent fucking smoking, though.
Hey, is Meeps here yet? Is Meeps in the house yet? She listening.
Vince, don't you realize there's no such thing as Meeps? It's a troll, Vince. There's no.
God damn it! I know that, but I just wanted confirmation.
Yeah, like, dude, I'm just
like
gonna let you.
I need authentication, bro.
I'm just gonna let you out of suspense. There ain't no such thing as Meeps.
Can you off on Twitter, please?
Yeah, did you actually know that if there was such a thing as Meeps, that she likes anal?
Yeah, Meeps loves anal.
Yeah, I mean, that like...
kitty fuck.
Yeah, fascinated by the whole, like, idea of anal.
That's my type of girl, though.
Shit.
All right.
The other way to do it, though, is when you hit it like that, but you hit it from the side like that. You know what I'm talking about? When you get up in that thing from sideways. Not from directly on, but what you get up in there sideways, that's the best way to do it, though.
And then you put up a 40-ounce in bed.
I see. He already know.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so Meeps emailed me. Fucking Twittered me, saying the show is not loading.
Well, that's because you use Blog Talk Radio, Vince. Everybody knows Blog Talk Radio was made in the ghetto.
Yo, you started to use
your
iPhone. Shit's
fucked up, Vince.
Hey,
you
dude,
got some funny fucking scripts on here.
I didn't make this platform. I just subscribed to it, and you know what? I've been able to finesse it into what I like. It's not perfect.
You ain't never noticed at the bottom of the page it say coded by Taniqua?
I didn't see that. I should get in touch with Taniqua. Have her as a guest, and have you guys grill her.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess basically the entire Wrestle League is here pretty much, a good representation of.
Because you're missing like most of our members, because we got like 50 underground members and we got 50 Chinese boys, actually 50,000 Chinese boys.
Your Wrestle League IRC bot is really spamming the shit out of me right now.
That's not a bot though. That's controlled by 50 Chinese boys. Doing math in the basement.
Yeah, I know. I've met some. That's so not cool. This Wrestle League IRC account is out of control.
Let me get to the basement real quick. Hold up, Vince.
Oh, sweet. Stabby McCuggs gives us an update. Love it. This is what Stabby McCuggs is like the ombudsman of BTR. Hello?
You remember?
And so he tweets out he live tweets BTR shows, and he's giving a little update here, and this is what he says. Okay, VITB, Jimmy's wrestled. Goofy Bone frothing at Fat Man and the Jew Wonder. Todd Morris still a cock. Debbie Daly, fake psychic.
Oh, yeah.
Vince, she's probably unblocked. Debbie Daly is a psychic, though. She like the Miss Cleo, though.
She'd totally call Debbie Daly. She'd love you, Tyrone.
No, so you got to get her to call it. Let her call and let her read my fortune, though.
Oh.
Nah. We actually about to go to the house and shit, yo. It's just we gotta wait for time to quit smoking this crack. And, yo, we got away from the, you know, start the chopper and shit.
Yo,
Tyrone, quit smoking that crack, nigga. Let me get a hit and you start the chopper, nigga. What the fuck?
Sure.
Shit, I got that butter, though.
Meeps is here.
Oh, shit.
Is it the cocoa butter?
Meeps, thank God. Oh, for heaven's sake. Okay, guys, you know what that means? I have to put you all on mute. Except for you, Opno Pro. And I will play a song dedicated to Meeps. Actually, Meeps, I was playing this after you sent me this. I have been listening to this song nonstop. It's kind of grown on me. When I first heard it, I was like, okay, this is kind of gay, but all right, whatever. And it's grown on me, and now I think it's fucking awesome. So, Meeps, this is for you. This is MGMT, Electric Feel.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
That's right, VITB, back up in this with Op No Pro.
We're Yo, Vert.
Op No Pro, giving a big ups to Vert in the building. Crappy Airbags in the house last night. Again, a very fun show with Crappy Airbags. And Blackberry Kush requested some Buckethead. I will you know what, if I ever do... Maybe I'll start just dedicating shows to one specific artist, like I did with Fish. But I'll do one with Buckethead. That would be awesome. No one would listen to that except for Blackberry Kush. That's it. Meeps Ghost has never heard of Buckethead. Oh, my God. Buckethead, like, predates Anonymous. Like, I remember there for a while, it was all about getting Buckethead's docs. But then when you found out who he was, it didn't really matter. He was Buckethead. He was, you know, don't matter. But he does a good job of concealing himself. I do have some Buckethead. Fuck it. I'm going to request, you want some Buckethead? Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. What you think? I have some Buckethead right here, actually. I haven't. I think this is new Buckethead. This is Oak Ridge Cake, a tribute to Cool Keith. It's Buckethead right here on VITB. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. We're back.
Welcome back.
It's Vince in the Bay with Opno Pro tonight, fielding calls at 347-826-7667. And who knows, if you mention an artist that I enjoy, I might go off on a musical tangent and play it, such as Buckethead. New Buckethead dedicated to Cool Keith. Anyhoot, I'm going to bring back on the panel.
And
we have with us X-Knight, Ronald Langford, Hammurabi's Code, Tyrone, and that's... Oh, and here's... And 911. Okay, caller 911. It's actually 911.
Ouch.
Jesus Christ. Oh, we lost Ronald Langford. What happened? They're dropping off like fries. Tyrone has dropped off.
Hey, Ben.
Hammurabi. What's up?
That noise that just played over the phone there, it just got out to your listeners and hit my girlfriend's ears. I have never seen her pull the headphones off so quick.
Wow. Yeah, that was insane. It was, well, on the switchboard it said 911, and it was just all feedback.
It said 911?
Yeah. On the switchboard, like, it'll say a number. If it's a block number, it'll just be a series of ones. But if it's Skype, it'll say the Skype name. This was different. So I don't know what just happened. The Russell League was in here wrestling my Jimmies for a second, and then they just peace out. I hope they're not butthurt or bored or whatever the case may be.
Maybe they're trying again.
You think they're regrouping?
They might be trying again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have another caller. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Is this me?
That's you. Who are you? And what's
this is
mind?
Pythorian. Didn't really know that I was coming up with that. You coming in and saying hi to me first.
Hey, Rob. What's up?
Oh yeah, sure. Just blast my dogs. Yeah. I see how you are, Rob.
Okay, Rob, out in Idaho. We both know your docs are out there.
I'm not in Idaho. Just because I bounced through Idaho, everyone thinks I'm in fucking Idaho, I swear.
Well, you know. Oh, no, you're outside my house. I called you and the phone outside my house rang.
Yeah. So, you know, back in the good old days, of, you know, tracking down chicks in chat rooms for cyberplay. It was such a pain in the ass because we didn't have all these portable databases, so either you had to maintain Notepad, which, you know, you couldn't really search through quickly to find all that key little information. When's the birth date? What's the favorite song? What's the favorite color? Hey, what kind of unicorns do they like or whatever the hell? So, you know, old school style, you know, I had note cards for every single one of them. That way I could collect my porn at, like, epic rates, you know. But then, of course, you know, 56K days, you know, stay up all night, half a dozen chicks. I did try phone sex once, though, and found out that the holes were too small. So I don't really know how that one works.
That's what she said.
Hey, let's take more calls, shall we? We got some block numbers on that. Okay, we're going to go to the unscreened block number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hey, yeah, who's that?
Yes?
Yes.
Oh, this isn't Shmoop. This is actually his brother, Shmoop.
Oh, Shmoop. I thought it was Shmoop, but it's Shmoop.
No, it's actually Shmoop with a backwards Z.
Shmoops?
Yes, like a Shmoop with a Z.
Shmoops.
No. You replace the S with a Z. Come on, man.
Shmoop.
Yes, yes. This is Shmoop. It's Front Brother.
Right on. Well, glad to have you on the show tonight. Oh, and he dropped off. Good, because I couldn't pronounce his name.
Wasn't.
I couldn't pronounce his name. It's too bad. But there's another caller here. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yo, what up, man? This is Tyrone. I don't
right,
know
Tyrone
what happened there, man. Something crazy going on.
What the hell's that noise? What the hell's that noise? Jesus Christ.
Nice to talk to you.
My God. Oh, my, no, that's Tyrone. Tyrone is feeding back like a motherfucker.
Is
Tyrone,
he in the shower? That's
dude,
the biggest canister of nitrous oxide I've ever heard.
That's what it sounds like when you steal speakers from a car.
Yeah.
Tyrone,
yeah.
Shower? Tyrone, wait to get out of the shower, dude. It's just too loud. It doesn't make for good radio. All right, we'll check back in with Tyrone in a second. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? I can't name this tune. Can anybody else name that tune?
Oh, come on, Vince. I was dancing over here.
No, that wasn't me. That was the somebody that played that off their boombox into their phone.
Yeah, I know. Actually, came out so crappy at first. I thought it was somebody yelling incoherently into the phone.
Oh, dude, we got Goofy Bone in the house.
Oh, dude, get him calling.
All right, Goofy's going to call in. I he's no doubt going to be butthurt about. But you know what?
Well, hey, if he's got any balls, he'll call in. You know?
Oh, he'll call.
Oh, he's got balls. Oh, no doubt about it. Goofy's got balls, dude. There's
but
no problem there.
You know?
He will rage. It'll probably be pretty epic, to be honest. And he's going to do it simulcast with his show, I think. So he's going to have all his sound effects. He's going to have Chewbacca with him.
He's going to have what? You kind of cut out there for a second.
Oh, was I Patriot Gregging?
Just for a second there. Might have been my end.
Patriot Greg.
Okay, I'm going to bring somebody on who doesn't Patriot Greg. Hammurabi's Code is back. What's up, Hammurabi? What's the happenings?
Oh, not a lot. How are you doing, Vince? Sorry, we, Russ League, we all live in one house. It's one of those kind of deals, you know? We got
well, yeah,
a real world going on inside
the
house.
The Russ League Hall of Justice, right? Our Hall
Something
of,
like
Hall
that.
Of Russell. The Hall of Russell.
It is not Russell Hall.
No,
what,
Hall of
your headquarters. That's cool. I understand. Russell League reboot. I see how it is. I got another caller here. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Ronald Langford.
Ronald, we're welcome back, bro. What's going on?
Nothing. I just got word that Doofy Bone was calling in, so I go ahead and call in.
Yeah, I think this will be. This should be pretty good if he does what he says he's going to do.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, Goofy Bone, my arch nemesis, and also the host of Block Talk Radio, was
also Beaner,
and also the leader of the Cholo Brony Nation. He violated terms of service by posting his own docs on Twitter.
I post my own docs all the time, and other people's. I don't
Some people are offended by that. You'd
but
be surprised.
I was highly offended by that.
Yeah, that was kind of like, wait, what's going on? Yeah.
I don't need your fucking personal information up in my face, bro. That's all we're saying.
You know what's sad though is innocent people like Goofy Bone, who's just you know, voicing his opinion. You know, he gets punished, and yet Roseanne Barr and Spike Lee get off scot free.
They're famous.
Well, Roseanne is allowed to tell your listeners that she wants to slap someone in the face.
Can you believe it?
Sorry.
People,
yeah. Slapping is serious business, guys. We really need to talk about this.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
I just want to let everyone know that Buckethead is actually the worst band ever.
It's not a band, dude. It's a guy. The guitarist.
No. He wears a fucking KFC bucket on his head.
Yeah, he's actually terrible.
You know, he actually fucking shreds.
He does not shred.
He
plays a bass guitar.
No. That was a bad example. That was a terrible example. If you want me to, I'll upload. I got an hour left. I'll upload some.
Google Leo Kottke.
We do not want you to play more of that.
No more of that.
All right. Then what would you rather hear?
D12.
I don't want to hear any music right now, Vince. Does anybody else want to listen to music right now?
I want to hear D12, 40 ounce.
All right, I'll jot that down. That's been a popular request. Did you request that last time?
I may have.
All right, okay, Goofy Bones here, folks. Let's see. Okay, this is him right here. Hey, shit. Hey, Goofy Bone, you're on the air. What's going on?
I'm the popular guy of the night, I guess.
Why is that?
Oh, I've done something that everyone seems to think it's stupid, but it's kind of historic.
What are you talking about?
No, I just passed out my information so I could get some Christmas cards, and Twitter decides to can me.
No problem.
You're not canned. You're suspended. It says you're suspended.
Oh, well, is that what I am? I don't know.
Yeah, you really...
Did you delete the tweet?
Nah, in the email, people told me that they...
Why would I delete the tweet? What am I scared of?
Because you posted personal information directly into Twitter, into the text of Twitter.
If you read the guidelines, it says you cannot... put personal information of anybody else. Doesn't say yourself.
Ooh, I think you should sue him.
Yeah, well, in the complaint, I actually wrote that it was my personal information.
Damian
so.
Vasquez versus Goofy
Bone. Oh, so you're the one that snitched on me?
Yeah, this is Ronald Langford speaking.
Well, that's great.
By the way,
like a fucking bitch for snitching.
If you don't want to have that happen again, you're gonna have to pay up 9,001 taquitos to Russell.
Oh my god! Oh no!
Cooked in
oil. 9,000.
It's over 9,000. Well, you guys heard it right here. The snitch bitch live on Vince and the Bay Show.
You got an echo up the mofo, dude.
That's on your end. That ain't on mine.
All right, it's better now. Well, okay. So, what's the question?
I don't fucking know. So, what's up, Vince? What's crag-a-lagging?
So,
I was gonna call this show.
How do you explain yourself as the late night president of BTR? How do you explain the example you set by violating the terms of service of another platform that you're also on? Like, would you treat your BTR platform like that?
Well, to tell you the truth, Vince, there's been speculation that some BTR people were 404'd recently, so due to the fact that I cannot form 404 myself on BTR, I decided to, protest on another popular website, and so I got 404'd off of good old Twitter.
You're not 404 on Twitter, dude. You're suspended.
Okay, well, isn't that 404?
No. All you have to do is just delete that tweet, and you'll be back on. Just that's all you have to do.
They won't let me delete the tweet.
Yeah, the thing is, in the email, they actually told me that they went ahead and deleted the tweet for him.
Oh, so it just...
Yeah, it was funny. I mean, I told the guy, I mean, are you serious? I go, read your own guidelines. I go, I was sending out my information hopefully to get some Christmas cards.
Will Goofy Bones Twitter be resurrected?
What I don't think anybody understands here, and I should probably let everybody know, is Twitter's actually run by a guy named Doxbin. First name Dox, last name Bin.
Doxbin.
Yeah. So right now he's just like, man, fuck Goofy Bone. So that's kind of why Goofy's having trouble getting unsuspended.
Give a shit. Wow. I'm off of Twitter. My life is fucking over. I'm going to be live on Vince and the Bay Show and kill myself. Can I do that, Vince?
You mad, bro?
Oh, I'm just so upset.
I figured you would be.
You're on with...
I'd like to amend that order for the 9001 taquitos. We'd like those individually foil-wrapped, cooked over an open-pit fire, please.
Who fucking eats taquitos? Come on, man.
The
Rustly eats
taquitos,
motherfucker. You can never fucking imagine.
Beaters eat taquitos.
You're not funny no more.
You're not funny no more.
Hey,
I gave you guys a laugh, didn't I?
Hey, everybody, settle down.
Yeah, fucking beer, web back, whoop-de-doo.
Settle down for a second.
Now what?
Simmer down. Is this thing on?
Now what?
Hello? Simmer down,
check your
everybody.
People, Vince. I check your people, Vince.
All right, Goofy's going on mute. Thank you, everybody else, for pausing.
No problem. Some people can just be so uncivilized. I mean, I'm in a league now of extraordinary people,
We have a lot of representation from the league here right now. Oh, Goofy Bone rage quit. He hung up. Oh,
what a pussy.
All
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, we have Tyrone back.
Call him back. You got his number.
Come back, Tyrone.
Yo, what up, man? I don't know what's going on with my phone, man. My phone be messing up. I don't even know.
Dude, we totally quashed Goofy and his show.
No, I heard that. I heard that part. It's just I couldn't call in because when I call in, it's all of a sudden out of nowhere. I don't even know what's going on, but it's just be like.
Live from a fucking thunderstorm, and what the fuck was that, dude? Oh my God! Anyway, let's try him again, Tyrone.
Are you saying I'm there?
Ow!
Hello?
It's terrible. We're getting some feedback. It's horrible.
I don't even know what's going on, man. This might be them bronies messing with your phone line.
My God, we can't. They're infesting the internet. We have to extract them.
I don't even know what's going on, but. It's like I was saying, though, the thing that Goofy Bone doesn't know is that we at the Russell League got something going on right now, and what we're going to do is we're going to go... And that's how Russell League really going to get Goofy Bone.
I totally missed all that, dude.
What part? Hold on. What are you talking about? What part you missed?
It? All of it. Because it sounds like you're in a fucking shower, man.
Dude, Tyrone, you've got a seriously bad connection. We missed. You were
I don't know why my connection bad, because I got that Boost Mobile now. That should be working.
I call a troll. He's trying to rustle our jimmies, man. I call a troll.
Yeah. Oh, man, I ain't even playing.
Dan, dude. He's like Junkyard America, dude. He's got this all jimmy-rigged. It's just some weird interference shit.
No, man, I ain't even playing, though. This is my Boost Mobile I'm calling you on right now. And then I ain't never even done this before.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll get some intermittent feedback there, Tyrone. We'll just let you know.
I don't know what it's about, though.
All right, okay. Thanks. Okay, let's take another call. Go ahead, caller. You just called in. You're on the air. Who is this?
Smoop, dude. My bad.
Schmoop is back. All right, thanks, Schmoop, for calling back in. What's going on? Tyrone's
yeah,
here.
Yeah, no problem.
By the way.
Oh, Tyrone, what's up, dude?
Yo, what up?
Not much, just drinking a 40 ounce. How about you?
True that. Yo, I was hitting that stem though.
Oh yeah. You know, I got about 3-4 ounces here. You know, it's pretty late here though. It's about 2 here.
Yeah, but I got that butter though. I got this dope so good. When you bounce it on the counter, dog, that shit bounced about 2 feet in the air. It's so hard.
So Representative Dan in the chat room says he's giving a little big ups to Gaza Loot Crew.
We got some Gaza Loot Crew
in the house.
We taking everything, actually. We going to Gaza, we taking all the loot. Hello?
Oh, Mary Madden wants us to cyber. No, I think we need a female to call in to cyber.
Yo, tell that bitch to suck my dick, nigga.
Hey, X-Knight, put your girlfriend on.
No.
Yo, let me holler at that, X-Knight. Let me holler at that, though. I can get down on the weekends. I let you hold it during the weekend, and you let me hold it during the weekend.
Well, wrong with that.
You guys have some numbers. You guys have a number of some honeys that we can call. We'll call them right now. I can call out of the.
She's making me a sandwich right now. That's all I'm saying.
She giving me. I only let her make me have to make me a half a sandwich. Let me hold on the weekends, X Knight.
Yeah. I'm kind of new to this. Is sandwich code for blowjob?
Yes. Totally. Totally.
Well, you know what I would do if I got up in there, though? If I got up in that next night, I'll tell you what I would do. I would go from behind, and then I would hit it like that.
Okay.
Wouldn't even be able to walk.
See, never mind. We were experiencing some deafening. And Schmook dropped off again.
See, Vince, now, his static happens at the most convenient of times. It's when he's in the middle of saying something. I call a troll. I think he's doing it on purpose.
No, Tyrone wouldn't do that.
I don't play them little child games, though.
Yeah.
I don't play them little kid games.
What are you talking about,
X-Knight? I'm a grown-ass man, dog. I don't know where you. I don't know who you is, but I'm a grown-ass man, dog. I don't play them little kid game.
Yeah, we don't got time for that. But, you know, Tyrone, I didn't catch the plan. I think you need to tell us the plan one more time there.
Mary Mad is a tranny.
Bullshit. I call bullshit.
No, she definitely is. That's confirmed, by the way.
All right, and we lose Tyrone again. The Russell League has kind of invaded the show, but they keep dropping off. I don't know. They had bad connections. But we still have Ronald Hammurabi, Pythorian. Is that how you say it?
It's Pythorian.
Pythorian.
Yeah, why don't you just say it however you feel like? Because it just doesn't matter.
You're right. Opno Pro in the house, and X Knight as well. And we have another caller calling back. Well, I think this might be Schmoop again. Let's see. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yes, this is Nick Cohen Drink. How are you?
All right. Welcome back, Schmoop.
This is actually Nick Cohen Drink.
Excuse me, Nick.
Yes, a.k.a. Larry Researcher.
Larry who?
Larry Researcher, just look me up on Twitter. At L-E underscore Researcher.
Larry Searcher.
Yes, that's right, that's my Twitter. My name is Nick Coendrink. I live in the Netherlands in some city that I can't pronounce, like Enschede or some shit. My name is Nick Cohen Drinks.
That's funny, because I thought William Wellna controlled that account. He's offed on it so many times.
No. See, actually what happened is that a lot of people accused Sanguinarius of controlling that account. But little did everybody know that Jason Scott Fullenweiser and Jennifer Rose Emick are actually leaders of a child pornography ring with Nick Kowendring. You see, actually what happened is that Nick Kowendring and Jason Scott Fullenweiser actually made William say that lie because Jason Scott Fullenweiser didn't want anybody to know that he's the leader of a child pornography ring with Jennifer Rose Emick.
Well, actually, I think William Wellna would be the leader.
Well, what do you think of Jason Scott Fullenweiler?
I think he sounds like a fag. Why?
Oh, okay. Well, Jason Scott Fullenweiler is actually the person who put child pornography on your server. Just thought I'd let you know.
Not my server.
Well, okay, he put child pornography on whatever server that was talking earlier. Jason
okay.
Scott Fullenweiler. That's his full real name.
Okay.
All right, sounds good.
Yep, sounds great to me. Thanks for the information.
No problem. He lives at 102 North Hamilton Street, Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Yeah, and if you need to catch him while he's at work, it's Jay Fullenweiler as safety.
Right, right.
Doxing even allowable on the show?
Yeah.
Hey, he doesn't live that far from me. I think I might drive up there right as I'm passing Jennifer Emick's house.
Yeah. He lives in Ypsilanti, Michigan, where Soulja Boy had a party. You remember that party, right? Right next time it was a big bomb party, dude, where Soulja Boy was like, "Yo, Nick, I'll give anybody 40 ounces for showing up."
Dude, last time I was in Michigan, I had such a big party. I actually lived upstairs from a couple of the football players for the Detroit Lions. And
right.
Time was consumed mostly making fun of them.
Right.
I remember a next party. That party really sucked. I couldn't get out any of the snacks because the fridge was locked.
But did you go to the party with Soulja Boy and Jason Scott Fullenweiler?
Oh, yeah, that was a great party. I saw it on Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually the best party of all time.
Awkward silence.
You know, the researcher, you know, since the topic of the show today is Cyber Monday and everything, I think we need to talk about, you know, Emick's cyber sexing with the jaws of life and the anus and all that.
Hey, what was
right.
that ass shit she got? She got some sort of like a. Put it up her ass. And was it an ass douche that she got? It was down there, you know? The hell is that shit?
Someone's mic's messing up.
Yeah, so where did our moderator go?
That's kind of what I'm wondering. Hey, Vince, you there?
Maybe we're all in the green room. At some point, it'll just come and be like unmuted.
Hello, Vince.
So, do you have a heart attack?
No problem. What's going on? What's happening? What's wrong with the
show? Okay, guys, actually, my real name is Christopher Michael Banks, and my Twitter is Jacqueline Odd.
Oh, God, come on, it's getting old, Shmoop. Come on, let's get
a new one. No, but that's my real name.
Excellent. Hey, let's bring on this new guy, SHG Nacked. You're on the line.
Yo, this is Paul McCauley. What's good?
Paul McCauley.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know that I'm the best officer on the planet. I was born leak, and that trick of team poison is Robert West.
Wait, who's the leader?
Say that again.
Robert West.
Oh,
are you sure
he's
not Jason Scott Fullenweiler?
No, I'm a lead doxy, you know. I use Google and the white pages. I also have a few before facing, you know, because he just doxed me 2 months ago, you hear?
Yeah, I tried searching the white pages once, but it wouldn't read the listing I was looking for when I put them up to my computer screen.
Nigga, go to Google.
Okay. put a few folks in the green room. I want to screen this next call here. go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, man. What's up? It's Blair Strader, R00T.
Blair Strader?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Blair Strader Root.
Yeah, man.
Blair Strader.
I'm not allowed to use the computer right now. Like, I just want everybody to know that, like, I'm not on the internet right now, okay? Like, I'm not connected to the internet. I'm on the phone. Because, like,
thing. You're making a phone call.
Yeah, because I did some really high-profile hacks, man. And, like, I'm kind of not allowed to use the internet, but I'm calling in through the phone.
Great. So what's on your mind? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I just want to talk about, like, you know, okay, so basically just a little bit about me, okay? So I've been in the scene for a long time. I've been in the scene since, like, probably about, I don't know, I'm going to say I'm an old fag. I've been here since, like, 2008. So, you know, I'm on Echo Node, IRC. I did some really high-profile hacks, man. Like, I pretty much hacked my high school, you know. And so, like, that, and not too long ago, I got involved with, like, some kind of government contractors overseas and stuff, and then the cops showed up at my house and stuff, and so, like, now I'm not allowed to use a phone. Well, I'm allowed to use a phone. Okay, listen, I'm allowed to use a phone, but I'm not allowed to use a computer, okay? Hello? Does anybody play Team Fortress 2?
I'm yanking your troll card. Sorry.
Could you totally hit me up on Team 4? Dude, this is Blair Strader. Fuck you, dude. This is Blair Strader.
Blair Strader.
Don't fucking call me a troll,
gentlemen.
Dude. Do you know who the fuck I am? Like, seriously, I'm not even allowed to be on the internet right now because of the shit that I've caused on the internet. No, seriously, dude. I wreak so much fucking havoc on the internet. I'm not even allowed on the fucking internet. And you're going to
try and call me now.
No, I'm on the phone, dude. Don't even say that, bro. That's not even funny.
What,
I'm on the phone.
What do you think your
right
phone's
now
connected to?
My phone is connected to the wall, dude. And
your phone's
phone
connected
jack
to the internet right now, your phone call.
Dude, you're trying to get me jammed up, dude. Listen, this isn't even cool, bro. No, dude, I'm not supposed to be on the internet because of all the crazy shit, all the shit that I hacked.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, well, yeah, you came to the right place. We have the Russell League here with us. I'm going to bring some of them back
dude,
on.
The Russell League ain't shit, though. The Russell League,
we got Ronald and Schmoop on the line. And X-Knight is back.
Hey, what's up? So how long were we in the green room for, Vince?
Oh, 10 or 15 minutes.
Dude, do you guys know that I'm the sole reason that 4chan has Google CAPTCHA? Like, if it wasn't for me, they wouldn't even have Google CAPTCHA on 4chan. Because I crap flood the shit out of their forums. Who else do you know that can crap flood 4chan? Like me.
You are impotent.
What?
Yeah, I call bullshit.
Dude, what do you mean? Dude, just look it up. Fucking Google me, dude. I'm fucking R00.
Dude, R00. Your docs are accurate. Come on, before you start.
I call bullshit.
Blair Strader, dude.
Verify that.
Blair
Strader. Real name is Blair Strader.
That's a great name.
Dude, it's my
Blair
fucking
Strader
name. Dude, what the fuck are you making fun of my name, bro?
What's
your problem,
Strader,
dude? Dude, I'll fucking. Dude, no, I won't because I'm not even allowed on the internet.
Strader.
But if I was, I would own you right now, dude.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, if I was allowed on the internet, if it weren't for the FBI and for the cops, I would totally own you right now.
Yeah,
go
Blair,
on, I'll give you permission. You do what you want.
I'm not allowed to, even if you give me permission to own you, I'm not allowed to use the internet.
Well, then don't use it.
I'm not.
Blair would fuck you up, dude. Come on, don't do this, man.
Get a long fucking string, get a couple of orange juice cans, and aim them where you want.
Just go to r00t.com. That's r30t.com. That's my website, all right? Just go there. Like, that's me. Dude, I'm Root, all right? Like, everybody knows who I am. I'm surprised you guys are, like, saying I'm a troll, all right? Like, seriously. Everybody, dude, my rep is, like, so out there, dude, for real.
Wow.
All right. Brian, Blair Strader. That's not your porn name, is it?
Dude, that's my real name. Why do you guys keep making fun of my name? Like, seriously, that's not even cool.
No,
yeah,
we're
it
not
sounds like
porn
one of those porn stars that specializes in auto fellatio.
Dude, what are you talking about? Dude, I'm a fucking teenager. I'm in high school, dude. You're a fucking pedophile or something?
Oh, ladies, any ladies, please save us. Melissa 13, Mary Mad, Kimona, Kimonra, just one, War of the Worth. Worth of, I can't even say her goddamn name. I can't
talk. Shit, dude, listen, guys, I gotta go. My mom's telling me I gotta get off the phone. All right.
Okay, Blair Strader.
Yeah, I'm coming back soon, and I'm coming for everybody to talk shit, all right? Just know, I hacked my school. All right, Mom, hold on. Okay, I gotta go.
All right, Blair Strader, everybody. Blair Strader.
Vince, I'm getting Kimonra to call in.
Oh, my God. Wait, who's this?
I'm getting Kimonra to call in.
Oh, okay, great. Well, in the meantime, we have another caller. Go ahead, caller. You just called in. What's up? Who's this?
Hey, yo, Vince. It's Lee Stranahan. How you doing, man?
Oh, my God. And out of left field, Lee Stranahan shows up.
Well, technically out of right field, but.
Oh, God. What's going on, Lee Stranahan? What's the haps?
Well, I just was on with Shock on a Randy Hahn Blog Talk radio show.
Well, nobody cares.
For like an hour and a half or 2 hours or something like
nobody
that.
Cares.
So I figured, I had to get on another Blog Talk radio show to get my job.
All right. Can somebody just simmer down a little bit back there?
Yeah, what's
anyway,
going on?
Anyway, so Stranahan, what's been transpiring? What's the latest drama?
Is that a softball question, or you've been following it today?
Oh, I have no idea. I can't, honestly, that's a nice question. I don't know what the latest drama is. I know I got contacted by Neil Rauhauser to do a show tonight, and then he kind of backed out at the last minute.
Well, that's why I called in. I thought Neil might be in, and I looked forward to the chance to talk to Neil in a public recorded way. But I also do, by the way, I also appreciate you allowing me to excerpt some of Neil's, and I said it to you online, but I appreciate you doing that, and you'd invited me to call in before. I mean, what happened this morning was, if anyone's not following this, it's not going to make any sense, but there's this guy, Randy Hahn, his real name's Jason Wade Taylor, and he called me this morning at 9 o'clock and threatened me. He's a guy who I wrote a story about. I'm a writer for Breitbart.com, but I'm at my own blog, and I write for other sites, and I did a story that involved him about 6 months ago. And it's interesting that the guy's a maniac, and we don't know who. I mean, he's a liar. He's made up this whole persona. And we found out who he is. But I mean liar in a big sense, like everything he says. Like his whole identity was made up. His whole identity is completely fake. And we found out who he is and confirmed who he is, and he's not happy that we confirmed who he is. So he called me and he lives in Houston, I live in Dallas. And he threatened to drive over and kick my ass. So I had to call the police and everything this morning, and my wife was not pleased. And so that's the drama. If you want to know the drama, that was the drama.
I actually think it'd be kind of funny if he kicked your ass.
Yeah, I mean, some people certainly feel that way, but my wife and kids probably don't. So
what if he kicked your wife's ass? That'd kind of be funny, too.
Yeah.
That's the world-renowned tag team champion or whatever, Russell League champion, Schmoop, on the line. You're on with the Stranahan. You've called in with a wide-ranging cast of characters right now. Not only do we have Schmoop, but we also... Yeah, go ahead.
Because I'm really curious about this, actually, is where you got the name Schmoop. Because I know there was like a comedy routine or something where there's a couple and they would call each other Schmoopy. I think it was like a Sarah Silverman bit or something. But I don't know, does that relate to where you got Schmoop from?
No. Actually, where I got Schmoop from was, it was actually when I was in a gang. My real name is actually Michael Dean Major. And I actually used to be in a gang, okay? And we used to sell a lot of crack. And my street name actually used to be Schmoop.
That's a good story. Is it true?
Yeah, yes, it's 100% true. My real name is Michael Dean Major.
Yeah, well, no, okay, that's interesting. So that was like
That was your drug dealer name.
Yes. That was my street name, Shmoop.
Yeah, because I was thinking about the other day, because there is some comedy routine or something where, like, that. I love you, Shmoopy, and I'm like, that can't be where that dude got his name from, is that Shmoopy routine, but okay. No,
of course not. Like I said, I actually used to be in a gang, and I actually used to be in Team Poison, believe it or not. Are you familiar with Team Poison?
I'm not familiar with that. Now you're like a hacker or something. Are you part of Anonymous now or something? Or
No. I'm actually the biggest crack dealer in Michigan right now. You've slanted Michigan.
My house is Anonymous.
Yes. I'm actually the leader of Anonymous.
Yeah, that's good. Well, that's good. Congratulations,
Barrett.
Thank you.
I heard the election went well.
Thank you.
Yes, since Barrett left.
I missed
Barrett because I live in Dallas. And I missed my chance to meet Barrett, it looks like.
Right. I actually used to be Barrett's supplier, believe it or not.
I don't know what to believe.
Okay.
But anyway, Vince, that's it. So I was hoping Neil would be on, but if Neil's not on.
We have a few more callers that I have yet to speak.
Neil should get on.
I'm going to put out a little Twitter blast and see what happens. So stick around, hang out on the panel, get to know the guys. We're trying to get some chicks to call in. This is supposed to be a Cyber Monday cyber sex show, and it's turned into just
a sausage fest.
Late night sausage fest. Yeah, absolutely. So let me see if I can rally the troops with a tweet. I'd appreciate it if everybody else did a little tweet blast. And while I'm doing that, let's bring on another caller. Go ahead, caller. Area code 309, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
It's a girl.
Oh, my God. It's a lady.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, who's this?
It's Kamonra.
Oh, Kamonra. Thank you for calling, darling. How are you doing this evening? Good morning.
I'm doing fantastic.
What do you think of the broadcast so far this evening?
It's been an interesting clusterfuck, that's for sure. Love your shows. Sometimes I hate your callers. Especially X-Night. He sucks.
Hey.
Right on. What do you think of Ronald Langford?
I tuned him out about 5-10 minutes ago. I'm busy with the project right now.
Ooh. You tuned out my entire show, or is Ronald Langford?
There's nothing wrong with your show. I listen. I tune in and out. When you're sitting here trying to fashion about 100 different things, you just listen. I know I'm boring, but.
Okay, cool. Fair enough.
I'm just sitting here rolling cigarettes listening to your show.
All right, yeah, feel free to chime in at any time. I'm just putting out a little Twitter blast here. A wild Stranahan appears on my program, my switchboard here. And let me...
Not another Stranahan.
Did I misspell it?
Little Stranahan,
no, that's the right one. No, that's the right one. I got it.
Okay.
Let me see. Jesus Christ.
All right. Hey, I'm back here. Michael Dean Major.
Hey, where's first name Docs, last name Ben, Docs Ben?
Right here.
He's actually right now. I'm not sure how to put it. He's just kicking it right now in Ruffle League. I think he's listening to the show, though.
He should call in.
I doubt that. I can relay a message, though.
You know what? Meep and him should call in.
Okay, but anyways, I'm back. My name is Michael Dean Major. All I want to know is right now who's got the crack. I'm looking to smoke some crack right now. Who's got the crack?
Oh yeah, SHGNAC, SHGNAC, no docs allowed, like just like Goofy Bone got busted today, like I don't allow, I put you on mute for, I give you 2 minutes because you were spamming like somebody's address and shit, and that's what Goofy got busted for. And I'm not down with that in my chat room. I mean, you can put a paste bin, you know, you got your website there, that's fine, fair enough. But don't actually paste in the text into my chat room or else...
Seriously, who's got the crack?
The timeout. We're going to search for some crack here. I don't know. Hey, Leroy, do you have some get some of that rock left? We're going to work on it. We're going to work on it. Okay, let's take calls. We have another caller. Go ahead. You're on the air. Who is this? Yeah, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Barely.
Barely. Who are you? What's on your mind?
Hello, my name's Diego, and I'm a fan of Russell Lee. Just calling in.
You have any crack?
Wait, did you say you're...
I wish I had some crack. I'd fucking be smoking that shit all up in this grill, and I'd be sucking on Vince's dick and, you know, all that shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I get this from time to time. The gay community there is a very rabid gay community following. I can't help it. It's just a natural byproduct of doing this broadcast.
Sure, like lower your pants.
Especially
I can suck it really
by
hard. I suck it so hard. You know, I put my tongue so deep in your dick hole.
Can't
like my fucking tongue ring would go down so
show.
Deep that I just fucking it blew me to China before I even got you hard.
Wait a second. Hey, wait a second. Wait a second. Wait a second. Diego, that's your name?
Yes.
You know, I'm looking for a cabana boy. I usually have a full-time cabana boy, and the last one ditched me, and I've been searching for a new one. Would you be interested in a full-time position as a cabana boy?
You're gonna get
rude. As a what?
Raped.
As a banana boy?
Well, yeah, that's one way of looking at it. No, it's cabana boy. It's real easy. I can train you. It's no big deal.
Wait, what is that again? What'd you say?
You're basically like you're my living
slave.
Lover. Yeah, slave.
You're what?
A slave.
Yeah, you're basically towel boy slash fluffer.
Fluffer, like should I fluff up your balls or something?
Exactly.
You know, I'm not so much happy. You know, the balls, I can, you know, a little bit, but you know, just concentrate on where the meat's at.
Do you know that Eminem verse, Quan Drop, was actually a very black hat move?
What?
Eminem verse, that Quan Drop, was actually a very black hat move. That yes, you know
Creature
that?
Tech is telling Meep Kitty Fuck to call in. Yes, we need a campaign. Meep Kitty Fuck.
Vince, just bend over and take my dick.
What is Meep? Meep's is saying Vince is getting his balls fluffed by Diego. Actually,
I'll fluff
we should
balls and rest my head on him, okay?
On the green room.
Are they soft? How big are they? How
this
big
is Cyber Monday. We could go in the green room and...
I can deep throat it, I swear. Have you ever had a blumpkin?
Dude, that's where you're getting a blowjob while you're sitting on the toilet
and taking a shit.
Taking a shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. On that note, I would like to. Okay, there we go. This SHG NACT Paul McCartney guy. This dude is getting timed out one more time. Two more minutes. For spamming like social security numbers. No, that's not cool.
What?
Can
I do it? That was
kind of ballsy. He was trying to flex his muscles there. I'm sorry, Diego.
Do you have muscles?
Yeah, I lift.
Oh, how much can you lift?
I can squat.
You can squat like can squat like when you squat down to a dick when you're having
sex. 1,500 pounds.
I got someone just texted me. I have, like, the best text tone. It says, oh, it's that person who suck at dick. Maybe you want your dick back. Or you want his dick back.
Hey, wait, I'm Diego. I'm detecting a little twang here. Diego,
what?
Are you a mixed breed? I'm sensing.
Am I a mixed breed? Yeah, I'm a mutt and like a Labrador. You know, I think I'm part Chihuahua.
Yeah, I think you're. It sounds like you're kind of like part South American, part Eurasian.
No, I'm a spick.
I want to say.
I'm a spick.
All right, maybe. I thought I heard some twang in there, but...
I'm a spick. I'm, like, legitly a spick. I'm a wetback. My parents are Mexican.
All right, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Carl,
I'm a hardcore beaner. I'm a border-jumping bitch.
Yeah, my last cabana boy, Carl,
cabana boy? What is a cabana boy? Like, what are they doing?
Carlito.
Is it about a cowboy? Am I supposed to ride your horse or something?
Don't worry. To the details online or on the broadcast, but just Google cabana boy. You'll get the idea.
But what's a cabana boy? You could just tell me right now.
Well,
you gotta know what a cabana is. To do, you should start. If you're gonna define it, start with what a cabana
is. Please, Lee. I would love for you to take the reins here and go to school. Please, by all means.
But wait, I'd like to say something here. Michael Dean Major here. I'd just like to say that I hope Diego doesn't live in a neighborhood where there's barely any white people, because I actually used to live in a neighborhood where there was no white people.
Yeah, it's overcrowded with white people here. Fuck, man.
It is?
It's like, I swear to God, there's
man,
like
you're
so,
so
many
lucky.
Fucking crackers here.
You're so
they're
lucky,
like,
man.
I live right across from the high school, so it's like, what the fuck, they're all walking around everywhere, like they own the place, the fucking Aryan bitches. Oh
yeah,
God.
Man. I live in a neighborhood with my wife that I barely see any white people, actually. So that's why I probably smoke a lot of crack.
I remember my days. Oh,
right.
Fuck. But people mistake me for white, though, just because I look white, but I'm not.
Right. It actually sucks living in an area like this because, you know, my mom got shot and my mom's actually dead.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
My mom's in the other room watching her soap operas.
Does she have any crack?
Nah, apparently she's never done any drugs in her life, but I think she's lying. I don't know.
Can you tell that Michael? Can you tell her that Michael Dean Major asked for crack?
How am I supposed to say that in Spanish?
Michael A. Dean A. Major asked for El Craque.
What? Okay, Diego and Schmooper in the green room just for a little second there. Stranahan.
Yeah, Vince.
It looks like Rauhauser has peace out from the internet interwebs for a little while. His last
I'm bummed. I did look forward to chatting with him.
It looks like his last tweet 2 hours ago said, heading out for a couple of days, something came up, can be reached by SMS if needed.
Yeah, well.
Well, Vince, why don't we just give him a call?
That'd be awesome.
I don't even want to
rank on him or anything like that. I'm just curious about, I'm curious how the conversation would go.
Sheridan, Occupy Rebellion, both really wanted, they were, at least on Twitter, were really pushing to have you to call in to the
Sheridan,
show.
I would love to get Occupy Rebellion. That would make my life. Because I think I've talked to her before. I actually think I talked to Neil, too, by the way. This was weird, but when I was working on the Wienergate story, I'll make it quick, a year and a half ago, I got two calls from somebody, like two or three calls out of the blue. This person called, and their voice sounded like it was going through a some sort of voice changer, like it was pitched down an octave or something, or half an octave or something. And I think it was Neil. And that's one thing I'd love to ask him. It's like, did you call me? because it's I think it was Neil, but I have no idea. And I think I talked to Cher, Occupy Rebellion, because I think I know what her real name is. I think it's Jennifer George, and I think I talked to her. But I'd love for her to call. Please, Occupy Rebellion, call right in. That would be outstanding radio right there, because she is nuts. She is crazy. She's crazy. So,
you know what? I tweet with her a lot. I'm tweeting her right now.
She's a little OCD, you know what I'm saying? And the if she's who I think it is, both a reporter from the Times and a detective who talked to her both told me that she was nuts. And it sure seems like her. I did a document dump of all these Jennifer George emails, and it seems like her writing style. So there's no way she'll come on. Because she's real brave anonymously. She's not so brave in person.
Well, we've had a lot of people anonymous call in and still keep their anonymity, at least for a good period of time.
Yeah, no. I just don't think she'd possibly call in. I just don't think she'd. But I'd love it. If she ever does it, dude, if she ever is willing to call in, just contact me at Twitter. I'll get right on the phone. I'm not afraid. I'd love to talk to her.
Right.
When you tweet with her, when you talk to her on Twitter, does it seem sort of like rational, or does she seem a little off to you?
My interactions with her don't seem odd at all. But some of the I follow her account, and some of the tweets and the volume of tweets.
Yes.
I could definitely say are very excessive, and almost to the point where I would unfollow. But you know, it's a little bit of Schadenfreude on my part. You know, I've kind of paid attention to some of this drama from a distance. Again, I certainly don't know the ins and outs of all the intricate details of everything. But I think it's funny that throughout the blogosphere, there's so many rivalries, so many, so many enemies, and it's really hard to keep track of it all, to be honest. And so many people that align themselves with maybe somebody politically, but with somebody else, you know, as just like regular human beings, and it's weird. It's an odd. Unfolding drama on the internet, and it's all played out through blogs and stuff. I think it's hilarious.
I didn't know you had this show until Neil was on. I feel badly because I know you and I have talked on Twitter before. All I remember was like you would jump in and we'd bicker or something, right? So I didn't remember anything other than that. But then when I heard Neil was on, I'm like, oh, and apparently the show, you know, seems like a thing, you know, a big thing. And I feel badly because I follow a lot of people on Twitter, but you and I know you and I have interacted, and I think probably about Occupy, right? Where you've jumped in and argued with stuff I said about Occupy or something.
No, well, there might have been I don't know. I have mixed feelings about Occupy, and actually, most of my feelings about Occupy, I was not down with Occupy when they first came out at all. I saw that as something that was going to be just like the Tea Party, totally. You know, even if it was altruistic at the beginning and grassroots, that shit was going to get hijacked eventually by somebody, and it did to a certain degree. And also, Mother Nature played a big role too. But that fizzled out, and I didn't think that was going to go very far. But you know, they did. You got to give them credit. They did. After all that noise, they established this new talking point. You know, using the 1%, 99%, and it's a buzzword for people now. And
well, I think it helped win the election for Obama. I really believe that. I think that it set the stage. Romney was the perfect disaster candidate for the Occupy message because he was as 1% as you can get, right? And. You know, he's sort of like the stereotype of the 1%. So if they pick, like, I mean, you can name anybody else. Herman Cain might have been too, but he's clearly got a rags-to-riches story, so it's a little harder to pick on him. But I think it helped win the election. And I think it's clear that it helped. Because here's the thing. I don't think a lot of young people would in 2000, I voted for Obama in 2008, right? And there was a lot of excitement about Obama in 2008, and that really peeled off a lot once he got elected and was like, oh, he's not quite the guy we thought he was, what with all the drones and corporate bailouts and everything. So I thought that the Occupy thing helped him, but
these people that like Michael Moore and Cornel West and who's the guy from Def Jam Records?
Russell Simmons.
All these people are down there getting getting photo ops, and they're the same people that are pushing for Obama in 08 and pushed for him again in 12, and they just sort of slapped themselves on top of that. MSNBC just sort of, plopped themselves on top of that message and just sort of ignored the nasty side effects of that little movement. And they rode that bandwagon as far as they could, and then they got rid of it when it wasn't useful anymore. You don't hear them talk about Occupy on MSNBC anymore, do you go?
Well, you don't, but I mean, the thing that a lot of people don't get really is that the Occupy movement was like an extension of the peace and justice movement that's been around for a long time. So Occupy, it really can trace its roots back to like the Battle for Seattle WTO riots. And so you'll see Occupy still come up every May Day. You'll see, it's going to be a going concern, but I don't think you're going to see the encampments anymore. I think those are gone. I think those are over, because I don't think the cities are going to let that happen. But I went to like 8 different Occupies when I was working on the story, and it was interesting. I don't agree with a lot of it, but you got into some interesting conversations. And like I went to Oakland, I went to Berkeley, I went to San Francisco, I went to Cal Berkeley, and it was really interesting seeing how the people at Cal Berkeley didn't associate with the homeless people in Berkeley. But the Berkeley camp itself was mostly homeless people, and the Cal Berkeley people was all students, and the Berkeley people told me the students would never come down. And they were, so there's this, even at Occupy, there's like this weird elitism, Yeah, someone in the chat room talked about raping people. There were rapes, too. There were rapes, and the media never talked about that. But people at Occupy told us there were rapes. And that was another thing that didn't get reported on, and why that happened. So, it was interesting. It's an interesting thing. But we'll see. Like I said, I think it's still an ongoing political force. But, they're getting a lot of press for Occupy Sandy now. So, anyway, I've been on for a while, but... Hey, I'm going to cut because Neil's not here, man. But thanks for having me on, Ben. And like I say, if he or Occupy Rebellion ever want to come on, just hit me up.
Occupy Rebellion. Actually, Occupy Rebellion just tweeted, quote, successful political writer Lee Stranahan is on Vince and the Bay's show now saying I'm Wienergate's Jennifer George who set up Wiener. So
Jennifer George set up Wiener? I don't know how much I can tell you that whole story, but there was a person named Jennifer George who called me, and I think that's who Occupy Rebellion is. It's a guess.
I think we all can agree here that Occupy is just a bunch of fucking retarded hippies. That's just me.
Well, they were also I think they were also hipsters. Remember?
Oh yeah.
It wasn't just hippies. There were hipsters as well. The fedoras. There were plenty of fedoras. That's not a hippie thing.
Dude, I'm getting trolled hard by Russell League IRC right now on Twitter. That's so not fair.
That's not me, dude. That's fucking everybody else, dude. I'm sitting in my room right now away from my computer, dude.
Dude. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, talking about his diamonds not coming on, I'm going to go, man.
Yeah, I doubt it. I wish she would. Oh, wait, you know what? Okay, you know what? There are three callers that have their hands up. Let's just stay for these three calls. And
Sure.
Let's see. Hang on. Okay, first caller, unscreened. Go ahead. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yes, 347-826-7667 is
God.
The number to call on to the show.
Not
while we
tonight,
talk
Benjamin
about.
Solomon. Benjamin Solomon, not tonight, dude.
Okay.
You know, I'm just gonna put you on mute, okay? We're gonna go into overtime. But that's a whole that's my resident Zionist Jew conspiracy show host.
I see. Okay.
He's another Blog Talk host who does like a simulcast of my show, and sometimes I let him on and we talk and stuff. But I want to see who these other two callers are, so we'll go back to him.
Yeah.
All right, another blocked number. Go ahead, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, we got the double up, nigga.
Double up. What?
That is not Occupy Rebellion. I guarantee you, that is not Occupy Rebellion.
That's actually Occupy Rebellion right there.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
who
is.
This?
Come on.
Who
you're
is this?
Funny.
Double up, yo.
It's who?
Occupy Rebellion.
All right, hang on. We'll come back right back to you. Hang on just a second. One more caller with your hand up. Who's this caller? You're on the air.
Damn, Vince, I was sitting back listening for like a good 30 minutes over there, man. We're listening to this guy talk, man. You need to get up and do something else. Switch somebody else. Let somebody else talk. Get Smoop on the air, man. Right, Smoop on the air.
Smoop is on the air.
I am on the air.
Why wasn't he there like 30 minutes ago, man? Like, shit, this guy was talking for straight, like, I swear, half hour. Like, what was it about? Occupy Rebellion? Who cares who it is, man? It doesn't even fucking matter anymore, man. It's just Occupy Rebellion. Nobody cares.
I know it's not as good as the Cabana Boy discussion. I know that it was not that level.
Right. Are you that same dude they called about the Boston Red Sox? Is this that same guy, Vince?
No, is this the same dude? No,
Jesus Christ.
I'm a Red Sox
guy. No.
Actually, same political leanings, but totally different guy.
And a Red Sox fan.
Oh,
I'm an old school Red Sox fan.
Different Red Sox fan.
So this isn't the guy that was on Derek Jeter's jock the whole freaking conversation, was it?
I hate Jeter. No, but if it wasn't me, but I still hate Jeter. Oh, I hate him.
Yeah, I hate Jeter.
All right, there you go, man.
Jeter and Kobe.
Okay. Fuck. Goofy, how's your account?
Okay, this new Russell League IRC chat is releasing some chat logs on Twitter. I don't really appreciate it, you know? I don't appreciate that. That is said in confidence. You know, I was understood. I understand what happens on IRC stays on IRC, but whatever. Okay, let's try one more call. That's Benjamin Solomon. All right. Well, hey, I want to thank you, Lee Stranahan, for calling in. It's a pleasure.
Same here.
Maybe let's set something up. You know, maybe like more like a week in advance or something, and get it a little more publicity, and maybe we can get you to finally meet up with Neil on air.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, I gotta go.
I'd love to.
Yeah,
I would love to.
Well, you'll definitely have to come back.
Okay.
And,
thanks, man.
Right.
Bye. I'm out.
All right. Lee Stranahan, everybody. Blog Talk Radio host, blogger at BreitbartNews.com. He's also part of that Breitbart. No, I'm sorry. The Occupy Unmasked film that was just released.
Have you seen that, Vince?
No, I want to see it. Like I just saw the anonymous one, the We Are Legion. I want to see that one now as like sort of like a counterpunch to it.
Someone told me it's on Netflix, and I believe it's on Amazon Instant. So you can watch it if you have.
But iTunes, is it on iTunes?
It's on iTunes, but you have to pay for it. But if you're on Netflix, it's free. You know what I mean? If you're in the monthly service.
Yeah.
I think you can see it free, but you can rent it for like $2.99 or whatever. Hey, watch that and have me on after that because I'm all over that movie. The movie, basically, me and Andrew Breitbart are the two main narrators in the film, and you can I'll discuss, debate, take abuse for that any day. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? You're really lucky that none of these Russell League leaguers have any idea who you are. you pretty much. Made it through unscathed.
Relatively.
Yeah.
Well, I look, man, I don't, like, but if people come on, I
I've been online and open about my frickin' life for like 15 years. So like that was 15, not 50, because that would be too much. But I've been online for like ever, and so whenever people pull up dirt, they're like, "Oh, you took nude pictures." It's like, "Well, yeah, you know that because I promoted them under my own name." So whenever people try to bring stuff up with me, it's like, what are you trying to bring? You're bringing up stuff that I talked about publicly. So it's one of those things where when people try to bring up stuff, I don't care. I'll talk about it. You know, it's no skin off my nose. You know, my history's out there, so it's like whatever. It doesn't bug me. So, you know, I this is the way I live. So, anyway, man. But like you say, watch that. We'll set something up later, and then we can bring on the real abuse.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay. Thanks, Vince. Bye.
Yeah, thank you.
This dude needs an ED page.
I just want to give all of these warring bloggers the same advice my mom gave me many years ago. Never stick your dick in crazy.
Or it says,
good luck with that.
Oh, we lost Schmoop, too. That sucks. Oh, well. Okay, let's bring Benjamin. You guys want to bring on the Zionist? Yes? No? Hello? Is this on?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to bring on the resident Zionist, Benjamin Solomon. Go ahead, Benjamin, you're on the air. What's up?
Yes, well, today we talked about the Occupy Wall Street movement and the Marxist mob. By the way, 347-826-7667 is the number to call on to my show. By the way, do you want to get let's bring my co-host Ron Paul here. Ron Paul, what do you have to say about
Ron
all this?
Paul?
Not this again.
Well,
I hated this the first time.
Ron Paul.
No, it's not Ron Paul, though. It's just like the worst voice ever.
X-Night Mute is your friend.
I think Ron Paul mutated into some sort of into like a raptor. He's like part raptor now.
Yeah.
It's like there's
he enjoyed the hair band.
Ron Paul. Huh?
I feel like he'd sing with your buddy Buckethead. He'd be the lead singer.
No way. Dude, Buckethead's done some cool shit. It sucks.
He wears a KFC bucket on his motherfucking head, Vince.
You seen him play live?
Who's seen that guy play live?
I have somebody else on the line.
Awesome. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello there.
Hi.
I serve Obama Indian food. Do you diss Obama like Goofy Bone and Ben Solomon?
Okay. Hey, thanks. Appreciate the call, Benjamin Solomon. Thanks for coming out, bro. All right, let's go down the horn here and get out of town. Let's start with X Knight. X Knight, your final thoughts before we sign off tonight.
Well, in light of Cyber Monday, I actually wanted to share a little short story. See,
okay, go ahead.
I met this girl on AOL, and she told me about how her life was hell. So I told her, it's okay, I have a big penis. And she said, I want proof, I want to see it. So I sent her a picture, but not before I photoshopped. Sent it to her, and her jaw fucking dropped. I told her I wanted her to come see my Star Wars figurines, and she told me in my fucking dreams. I asked her, but why? It's an extensive collection. She said, dude, you just killed my erection. Just when I thought I found a piece of heaven, I had to be reminded of Rule 37.
Okay, thanks for the... appreciate the...
I fucking hate you, X-Night. That was the worst.
Okay, thanks for the final thoughts. Let's go to Pathorian, you're on. Your final thoughts.
Never stick your dick in crazy.
Or a toaster.
Okay. Hammurabi's Code, your final thoughts.
X-Night, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about half the time. But like you, man. Not really, I don't know. You're kind of a weird fucking dude.
Celebrate, I don't know what I'm talking about half the time either.
It's okay. Outside of that, I don't really know that I have a whole lot to add to this. I don't think this one really went anywhere productive. CD.
Dude, are you kidding me? We had
problems
goofy
on the next one.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do some research on your buddy Lee Stranahan there. We have some things to talk about with him.
You'll have a field day with Lee Stranahan. He's all over the interwebs. Let's see. Let's go to Benjamin Solomon. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share?
Yes, well, I like to say it's been a great show anyway. Just want to say 347-826-7667 is the number to call into my show. Especially if you want to hear Ron Paul with the Colts co-hosting a show.
Okay, thanks, dude. Wow. All right, and I'm sorry. Let's go to OpnoPro. OpnoPro, your final thoughts.
Regular show, Vince. Regular.
I don't think it was that bad.
No, it wasn't bad. Regular is not bad.
Yeah.
Just nothing lit my fire.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
That's all.
Outstanding. It's okay. It's fine. It can't always be, you know, you got to have a little lull in the lulls.
I show up all the time, and I never know what to expect.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it on a Monday for once.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming out, bro. I appreciate it.
You bet.
And last but certainly not least, Kimonra, your final thoughts.
Really, no final thoughts, but I do have a suggestion.
Yeah, please.
Is there any way you could make sure that your show also comes with an aspirin each time it comes on? After all the background noise we're getting from Hammurabi's Code, I've got an awful headache.
I know. Did you listen to the tail end of last night's show?
I didn't get a chance to because...
Oh, my God. I did at the very... Just listen to the last, minute or 2 minutes of last night's show, and I totally exposed Hammurabi's Code and his hideous background noise.
Oh, dear.
He always... Anyway, anything else you'd like to say before we go?
Don't stick your dick in a toaster.
You know what? I did that one time.
Didn't turn out well, did it?
No. And you know why I did it?
I'm guessing for $10.
No, for my lover. I'm not talking about a cyber lover either. This chick was kinky. This chick was kinky. Do you want to hear about her?
I'm very interested. I'd love to hear why you stuck your dick in a toaster.
Okay, well, this woman drove me to that, and a lot led up to it, and let's just suffice to say that this woman is just, she's a man-eater, and I wrote a little song about her, so here it goes. Oh, yeah. Turn it up. We sit together on the sofa with the music way down low. I've waited so long for this moment. It's hard to believe it's really so. The door is locked. There's no one home. They've all gone out. We're all alone.
Zuzana. 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 I'm crazy loving you.
Zuzana. I'm crazy loving you.
I put my arm around your shoulder. Run my fingers through your hair. It is a dream, I can't believe it. It took so long, it's only fair. And then the phone begins to ring.
And a stranger's voice on the other end of the line says,
"Oh, I'm sorry, wrong number.
You fucking whore.
Zuzana.
Zuzana. Zuzana, you motherfucking whore. Zuzana. Zuzana. Zuzana, you crazy fucking whore."
That's right, Zuzana. I know what the fuck you're doing. Yeah, fellas, watch out for the Zuzana bitch. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm not talking about your regular garden variety dirty slut or whore. This bitch, this fucking cunt bag, she's a man killer.
Zuzana.
She'll eat your testicles. You know what I'm talking about, fellas.
Hey, Zuzana. Zuzana.
Zuzana. Zuzana, I'm crazy fucking you.
Hey, Zuzana.
Shooby dooby dooby doo.
Listen up, you dirty sluts, you fucking whores, bitches, and hoe bags. This is Vince in the Bay all up in you, bringing you the real deals. These nuts serve more than meals on wheels, know what I'm saying? So lay back, relax, and check out this story about my homegirl, Zuzana. I think you know her. Oh yeah, Zuzana, you know what I'm going to do to you, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, cradled between your tender thighs, I lift you to my mouth, and the abundance of your wetness greets me. My mouth overflows with your warm essence. Your sweet taste is on my tongue. Your fragrance delights my senses. No gentle lick this visit. No bashful, cautious approach, for I wish to consume you. Push against my hungry mouth, young one, as the tip of my tongue slides up the slippery furrow that welcomes me between rows of delicate pink petals. Thrust against my generous tongue. Show me the power of your desire. My oral caresses consume you. My exploring tongue lifts the hood and finds your smooth, firm pearl. You squeal in that unique way you always do when I hit it just right, signaling that I've found your spot, of course. I harden with response. I harden in response. In response, I harden. My jaws protest that my mouth open. What? My jaws protest what my open mouth provides. But I'm unrelenting in my gift to you, intent on your fulfillment. I feel your body tense, Zuzana. Why are you so quiet, Zuzana? Are you getting close? You're so quiet, Zuzana. Concentrating? Bearing down? Soon now, my love. Ecstasy approaches, Zuzana. You push hard and fast against my tongue, shameless in using me, and I so willingly comply, until you cry out, and in your satisfaction I will find mine. But mine, Susanna, will be the greater, because I got you off, baby. You're mine, sister.
Susanna.
Susanna. Susanna, I'm crazy humping you.
Crazy humping you.
Susanna.
Yeah, crazy as a
Susanna.
Wild deer.
Susanna, I'm crazy fucking you. Susanna.
Susanna.
Susanna, you crazy fucking whore. I fucking hate you, Susanna.
Susanna.
You cunt bag.
So there you go, Kamonra. That's a little, it gives you a little idea of the kind of woman that drove me to stick my penis into a toaster oven.
It definitely does, and I just have to say, you're a wonderful singer.
You call that singing?
I certainly do.
I can't. I need singing lessons. Desperately. But I think we have XU out here. I think he had an orgasm during that that number. What's up, XU out?
I have to say, Vince, that little singing part you did there, absolutely magnificent.
Yeah, you haven't heard my Susanna song before?
No, I haven't. It was the first.
Oh, good.
So I'm like, oh my God, Vince is actually singing. Listen to him go. But yeah, that was thoroughly entertaining for me. The rest of the show was was good, but that was top notch right there, buddy.
I'm wondering, Hammurabi's Code. Have you heard that one before?
I muted his mic.
Hammurabi's Code. Have you heard that song before?
Unmute your mic, Hammy.
I think he fapped himself to sleep. Pythorian, what did you think of that? First time hearing that song?
That was definitely my first time hearing that song, and I was totally taken back to some acid drop in Shatner right there.
Right on.
Up No Pro, you've heard that one before, right?
Oh, yeah, we played it, like, last week or the week before.
And, I did a benefit show for Sandy the night that they had the benefit concert for Sandy victims. I did a benefit show here. I just performed all songs, like, I'll end with have you guys heard, any of you guys heard 99 Trolls?
No.
No.
I think I may have. I'd love to hear again.
All right, there's 99 Trolls. It's 99 Trolls and a fucking bitch ain't one.
X Knight, you're an asshole.
What? You've heard this before? You've heard this before?
I haven't.
Oh, okay. This is like some old school. There'll be old school Vince in the Bay clips where I got trolled. I got raided by different. Some of these clips are getting raided by this, actually a female troll group. There's a site called ONTD.com. Oh no, they didn't. And it's like high school girls, you know, college age girls site that they go to, and they like basically the female trolls that all congregate together. And they're on that message board there, and one time they just decided to fucking raid me. And a bunch of these calls are from that. They called me. I got like 200 calls from these different chicks. It was insane.
So, Vince, how did it feel to get raped by a group of female trolls?
It was hilarious. It was awesome. They were actually better because I've been rated by B a couple of times, and they trolled me. They were much more entertaining than B. Way more entertaining. Different memes, totally different memes, but funnier memes. They were better, more clever, better impersonations, better prank calls, just better content.
I think B might rate you just for saying that if they heard this.
Oh, B rated me recently, a couple weeks ago. And
for what?
Oh, there's a couple of late night BTR trolls that always try to stir up shit, and a couple of them notoriously spam whatever troll on BTR, whatever show they want to troll on BTR, they spam it on B, and you know, usually you get at least like 30 some odd people that raid the chat, that hit the chat room, and you know, maybe 10 to 15 people that call. At least, I mean, it's been bigger. I've been on shows. I've had shows where I had like thousands of listeners and, you know, 300 callers.
You just have a B night, man.
No way. No way. Well, dude, you gotta go listen to Ghost. I always pump him up. But Ghost, if you go to blogtalkradio.com/ghost, and listen to that guy. He was the biggest lulz cow of all time. Like, he used to get every show was basically a raid. I heard
you call him, man. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, I have a bunch. I basically archived all my calls to him. I only have a few on my switchboard right now, but I have maybe like 8 to 10 clips of me calling into a show like that.
I love the one about the tornado, and he's yelling at you about trying to solicit his listeners to get pot out in what was it, Missouri?
Yeah, Joplin, Missouri. Yep.
Okay, and he kept calling it Missouri.
Yeah. That's Ghost.
Well. Well, Vince, I just want to say good night. Great show. Good night to everybody. Pipes, X Night, Swoop, Tyrone, you know, the whole crew, Meeps, special big ups to Meeps, because she's awesome. And, look forward to your next show, Vince. Have a good night, and God bless everybody. Take care.
All right.
Peace.
Sweet. X you out. Thanks for coming out. So, shouts out to Ghost, or the Ghost of Ghost. Hopefully he brings this show back and you guys can understand what I've been talking about.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Amber Crombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
That's him. And I'm like one of his favorite callers. He loves me. That's how I get treated.
Is that what he called you?
No, but he's cool. I've called into a show, like, he does political, like, he does current events, basically, like, he'll cover the news and commentate on it and take calls and see what people think about the news, and people don't even, they just troll him with soundboards or asking him, you know, ridiculous questions, nothing related to what it is, or they totally, like, give him bullshit answers, and he just rages every time, and sometimes, you know, cuts his show short. He's out of control.
Rage, right?
It's all a show though. He thrives off of it. Like, that's like the whole appeal of the show is that he's trying to do a straight broadcast, and like he does the stock market, and he does, you know, covers all the different commodities and stuff, and you know, he tries to do it real serious, and he knows a lot about, you know, you definitely, it's kind of like Colbert, you know, he's doing political satire, and through it you actually learn, you know, at least the storyline to some of these news stories that are out there. But then he always gets derailed by the trolls, and that's the
That's the fun of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then he does radio graffiti too, because he gets swamped. Like, you look at my chat room, and it's, I think at the high point it said maybe 50 users or 40 something odd users, and that's a pretty good night, dude. Ghost used to on the regular every day 500 users at least. Like it would, because it pings at 500 users. It won't show you how many people are listening after five in the chat after 500 users. It just says 500. But he's sometimes gotten thousands, like, you know, 10,000, 15,000 people listening to his show.
Oh,
and yeah, it was bonkers. Oh, his chat room was, he had to just, toward the end, he just stopped his chat room. It was obscene. It was, you know, it was thing. People were just scrolling by like mad, like crazy. It was nuts, and they would, the trolls, like, all turn their fonts pink, and like would just, you know, totally, you know, because Ghost is kind of homophobic, and they would just play on that. He's a total capitalist, so they troll him as a, you know, as socialist and communist, and it's pretty hilarious.
Oh yeah, sounds.
But anyways, I digress. I was trying to segue into 99 trolls. That's right. We're gonna say goodbye. And if you guys haven't heard this, take a peep it and call in next time. Late.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Got maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch ass trolls say flippity floppity floopity.
I'm from the Bay,
oh,
stupid.
God.
If you grew up with hoes and your pantaloons,
celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I like fuck hoes.
You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So
that bitch is trying to use my white ass so you can smoke more hash for ass.
Fuckers!
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence of Vincent the Bay has.
I'm from Hags to Bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
I got 99 trolls, but a bitch ain't one.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one. Hit me!
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind, share it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers
on
one hand.
Hang on. There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right, let's take another call. We got a blocked number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you know, you sound like a babe.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
What a girl with your bitch.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man, shit, nothing. Just putting into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worshiping music like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
On the town not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having a goddamn sense trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just not of a form. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA trying to give a nigga shaft again. Half a mil for bail, cause I'm African. Oh, because the fool was harassing them.
trying to play the boy like he's Saccharin. But ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got
bitch ain't one. Hit me. Trolls are 15. Yeah, there's a about the rapping. I got 99 trolls.
Hit me.
Hello.
Hello. 111, yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, this.
Hey, who's this?
Me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl.
Carl.
Carl. Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah, hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Because I think a little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bone hit.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and what I need to do?
The other day, okay, I was going down with my man, and I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
Now,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who is this? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that you maybe if you want to switch men with this other bitch. Maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl calling my man? Is this a girl who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right. 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not Mormon. She's Baptist.
Like a Mormon.
She said she's Baptist. She's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
I immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she on my man. I just want to know.
Who's your man?
Why your man on me?
Once
you know
my
man's on
L.
You don't know my man's on
L.
My man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies. So, you know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, it's all real. Oh, no. Sonny's...
Wait,
son of
who?
A bitch.
What?
Oh.
All right, man, forget it. You gotta try harder. It's your boy. In the bank.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one.
Thank you, very nice.